This is Weekend Edition on VPR News. It's time for the Community Report. Joining me now by phone is Ben Kaufman. He is usually the sports writer at County Courier and is doing some other story assignments. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
First off, I tried to reach you yesterday. You were in line at the pharmacy. Tell us first about the work that you're doing for the shelter in St. Albans.
Yeah, so it's actually my regular job, my day job. When I'm not working for the newspaper, I work at the Samaritan House, which operates Tim's House Homeless Shelter in St. Albans. So we're typically a 22-bed facility. We have limited the capacity there a little bit. And I'm typically the director of special projects there, fundraising type stuff. But of course, in the last few weeks, we've had to alter things. So we've gone from being a shelter that's only open at night to open 24 hours. And so as a staff member, we do the grocery runs, the pharmacy runs, all that stuff for all the guests at the shelter.
Take us inside the shelter. What might we see when we walk in?
The shelter's all upstairs above the offices. We're right in downtown St. Albans. And, you know, quite frankly, when we give people tours, they're a little surprised. I don't know if people's images are what they're used to seeing in movies or just from their imagination, but it kind of looks like a college dorm setup. There's a common living room and then a few different bedrooms. We also operate a couple of apartments on the third floor of the building. And it really feels a little bit like a college dorm room there with a communal kitchen. And the guests, a lot of them like to cook. So they're busying themselves with that. Our director, who just came on, bless her, Hannah Rose, just started a few weeks ago. And of course, now we have a pandemic that we're dealing with. She's also a trainer and a kickboxing instructor, so she's helping to keep the guests busy. And at the shelter, of course, we're dealing with people who already came in with a great deal of stress. It's a difficult time, but we're all trying to make the best of it.
Wow, yeah. Let's pivot and talk about your other job. You're a sports writer for County Courier, but recently, because of COVID-19 concerns, sports, of course, been sort of postponed, canceled for at least high school sports and other area sports. Tell us some of the other stories that you've been covering for the paper.
You know, being in Vermont, we want to take a look at the maple sugar rings. And every year around this time, we're just a week or so ahead of when the St. Albans Maple Festival would typically be. And that, of course, has been canceled for the year. But it's a very different season. The whole backbone of that is open houses, pancake breakfast, sugar house tours, where they can really introduce Vermonters and especially students and children to, you know, Vermont's kind of key industry. I was pleasantly surprised by how upbeat the folks that I talked to were.
What are they doing differently to get their product out or to even interact with, you know, folks who might have gone to the festival or to an open house?
Everybody's online right now. You know, there are other ways without spending money if you've been hard hit by layoffs or similar things that you can still get out there and share what it is that the sugar makers are still trying to do this year in the face of some tougher times.
What's ahead for you this week?
So we're still trying to put some things together in sports. And what we're doing first is making sure that we really recognize the winter athletes, all the student athletes who worked so hard this winter. And what we want to make sure we do with all those senior kids, especially the class of 2020, those kids who are going to miss their final season, their last senior days, do we find some special way to recognize them, you know, in the newspaper, get their picture in one last time, get their name in there one last time. And it's kind of fascinating to see how people have come together, how stores are trying to help out as best they can, how restaurants have adapted just incredibly to solely takeout business. So we're going to look for some stories like that, some people who are kind of going above and beyond right now and trying to make sure that we're all doing as well as we can in the face of some difficult times.
So glad you're there. Thank you so much for your reporting and all the work that the County Courier folks do. I know you got a pretty small, tight staff there, and I know you're all working hard, and we appreciate it. So thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Ben Kaufman writes for the County Courier. You can find his stories at vpr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition.